Carrie Lake joins us. Carrie, this also tracks all the polling, the aggregate of all the polling that was done beforehand. Your thoughts, ma'am?
Well, my thoughts are the red wave did happen. The red wave did happen. And they had to cheat. They had to sabotage Election Day. They had to go way out of their way to stop it here in Arizona. And everyone knows it. This just verifies it. I thank Mark and Rasmussen for having the courage to put a good poll out where they actually ask the questions people care about. You know what else I learned from this poll, Steve, is that people do understand that our elections are rigged and corrupt. And it is an issue they care about. So this narrative that the fake news and the uniparty tries to say, which is, oh, she shouldn't have even talked about the past elections. No, nearly 50% of Arizonans thought that the 2020 election was rigged. And I have to look at the numbers here. 55% of Arizonans believe that this current 22 election was rigged. It is an issue they care deeply about because they know we can't solve the problems at the border, the problems with our children's education, the problems with crime on the streets if we are not having elections where we truly choose who ends up in office, if we don't have honest elections. I'm really pleased with this because it's exactly what we've been saying. It verifies what we've been saying. An 8-point victory is a landslide. We beat Katie Hobbs, and guess what? Even Katie Hobbs knows it. And I knew that Arizonans did not vote to put a man like Adrian Fontes in the Secretary of State's office. Arizonans don't want a cartel lawyer running our elections. Mark Fincham won, Abe Hamadeh won, Carrie Lake won. And what's really encouraging about this is that in 2024, it looks like Donald Trump will win here by 11 points if he keeps up what he's doing right now and Joe Biden continues to drive our country into the ground.
Does this give you, look, you're one of the few, you have more steely resolve than virtually anybody I've met. And I've met a lot of people with steely resolve. You are a hammer. Does this reinforce the fact that you've got to take this all the way through the Supreme Court and then maybe beyond because you are the legitimate governor of Arizona, ma'am?
I am. You almost said California, and Arizona's starting to feel like California with these frauds that are sitting in our state government. We're going to take it all the way. And as you know, Tuesday, the Arizona Supreme Court will meet and consider taking up our case. I hope they see the results of this poll and will realize that this is an issue they have to take up. They can't allow that ridiculous, outrageous ruling by the lower judge and the lower court to stand, or they will be giving their stamp of approval on the most fraudulent election we've ever seen in this country. They will basically, if they allow that lower court ruling to stand, if they don't take this case up, they're basically telling every election official across the state and every town, every county, that you don't have to follow election laws. They're just suggestions. You don't have to follow chain of custody laws. It's a suggestion. We've got to have our elected officials that are running our elections follow the laws, and they're not doing that right now, and it's hurting our state. 67%, by the way, and this showed that, I'm sorry, 68% of Arizonans want the border to be secure. They don't think enough is being done right now. And when you steal elections and put people like Katie Hobbs in there who wants the border to be wide open, then we're hurting the people of this state. And the Supreme Court needs to take this case up.
Give me a minute on, you got a meltdown of the financial system now, and people are understanding they're the backup. The wage earners are the ones going to write the checks and do the bailouts. Here, what Rasmussen's done, there's an asset eating away at people on these elections. They know these things are rigged and stolen, and you can see the anger building. They're just not going to put up with these elections being stolen. Comments, Carrie Lake.
That's right. That's right. I mean, how many more? I think they've been stolen and manipulated for a long time. But when you get a populist candidate such as myself, or you get a Donald Trump in there, it becomes very obvious. It's hard for them they have to go out of their way to rig it in a very obvious way to stop candidates who are actually going to go in and work for the people. And this is why, and I told your audience this before, this is why I had someone show up at my door and say, what will it take to get you not to run again? We don't want you on the ballot. We just want you to put your movement on ice for a couple of years and don't run again. Because I think they're freaked out at the thought of me being on the ballot again and a Donald Trump being on the ballot again. They're pulling their hair out going, how much harder can we rig these elections? The people are going to basically say, no, we're not allowing this again. And we know how they did it now. They went right out in right in front of our faces. It was a highway robbery. They had the machines that didn't work on election day when they knew the Republicans were showing up. And the people of Arizona won't take it any longer. And so that's why I love populism, because not only is it good for the people, it addresses the needs of the people. It also makes it harder for them to cheat.
It's a cleanser for the system. Carrie, how do people get to you, ma'am, over the weekend?
They can find me at carrielake.com, and they can find me on Getter and Twitter and Truth and all of the social media platforms at Carrie Lake. Thank you, Steve.